Hello and welcome to the Business Today podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories we are tracking today. Reliance Industries Chairman Mukesh Ambani has revealed that Reliance Jio Infocom will invest an additional Rs 10,000 crore in Uttar Pradesh over the next 3 years and will make available 20 million Jio phones in the next 2 months in the state. Ambani was speaking at the UP Investors Summit where he said that RIL had already invested Rs 20,000 crore to build digital infrastructure and created 40,000 direct and indirect jobs. And along with its other businesses such as retail, polyester and petroleum will create over 1 lakh job opportunities in the state in the following years. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has lowered the interest rate it pays to subscribers to 8.55% for the year to 31st March. This is the lowest in 5 years. The Labour Ministry-controlled retirement fund manager had paid 8.65% the previous year. The cut was announced after a meeting of the Central Board of Trustees. The worry is that the move may anger the middle class. The CBT decision will need to be approved by the Finance Ministry. The government is still undecided on how much stake in Air India it wants to sell, Minister for Civil Aviation Ashok Gajpati Raju has said. Earlier, Jayant Sinha had said that more than 51% of Air India's ownership would be transferred to the private sector. The Ministry of Civil Aviation may also call for fresh bids for the disinvestment of state-owned helicopter operator Pawan Hans. The Union Cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi has just given its approval to introduce Banning of Unregulated Deposit Schemes Bill 2018 in Parliament. This is another step towards making good Finance Minister Arun Jaitley's promise of a comprehensive central legislation to deal with the menace of illicit deposit-taking schemes made in his budget speech 2 years ago. The Banning of Unregulated Deposit Schemes Bill is likely to be tabled when the Parliament meets again next month for the remaining 23 sittings. It proposes to create 3 different types of offences: running of unregulated deposit schemes, fraudulent default in regulated deposit schemes, and wrongful inducement in relation to unregulated deposit schemes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Wednesday inaugurated the 2-day UP Investors Summit, which is in line with the summits held by states like Gujarat and Maharashtra to attract potential investors. Addressing the gathering at the summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the government would make a defense industrial corridor in the Bundelkhand region to bring development in one of the most backward regions of UP. The CBI nabbed Vipul Ambani, the president finance of Nirav Modi's Firestar Diamond, on Tuesday in connection with Rs 11,000 crore fraud in Punjab National Bank. This is the first high-profile arrest made in what is called the biggest corporate scam case in India. 4 other senior executives were also arrested by the agency in connection with 2 FIRs registered by it in the scam, they said. Bitcoin hit a 3-week high earlier this week and has surged nearly 100% from its lowest level this year as its recovery continued after South Korea's financial regulator eased its stance on cryptocurrencies weeks after it considered shutting down digital currency exchanges. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Keep listening in.